everyone. Welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Today I'm talking with Becca and Colin. Hi guys, thank you guys so much for talking with me today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
All right. How's it going?
So what school do you guys attend and where is it located?
We go to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. And it is a big orange country. We love the Vols, so go Vols.
Will you tell me a little bit more about Knoxville?
Knoxville, to me, very, very homey feeling. Once I arrived to campus, at least my freshman year, it was immediately, you know, your neighbors at your dorms are your best friends, and going to class, you are best friends with however many people are in your class on the first day. Absolutely love it.
That's awesome.
Yes, definitely. And a second off that, even when I was like touring Knoxville, this is a campus that stood out to me. Everyone was wearing orange saying go Vols. So it was a bunch of spirit even on a little Sunday afternoon. So go Vols, and I love the
campus.
That's
fantastic. Is there a lot to do in Knoxville for people who want to get off campus and do stuff?
I'll touch a little bit on that one first. First thing that always comes to mind with that big question is Market Square. Perfect for a date night if you need it or if you just want to go out with friends. Market Square has a movie theater. They've got plenty of restaurants to choose from, all the way from sushi to, you know, a good steak. Lots of little shops and gimmicks around the area. Beautiful place to go if you just want to get off campus and relax.
That's awesome.
Yes, definitely. I totally agree with what Colin said. And even if you want to get outside of the city, there's mountains around. This past weekend, we just drove up. There's a place called Max Patch. It's absolutely gorgeous. Watch sunrise or sunset. And even if you just want to hike through the Smoky Mountains or go to Gatlinburg, everything's within like a 45-minute radius, whether you like the city, the urban suburb feel, or just going out and hiking.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about campus itself. What size campus would you guys say that it is?
The campus to me is definitely a big one. We do have a bus system here that allows you to navigate it a little bit easier, you know, or at least for me, the first couple of days, it was like, you know, I don't know where this is or that is. And the bus system was a big help. But it's definitely not too big. I know some people are, you know, oh, I don't want to go to a big school. No, it's very homey. And once you get into your upper levels of, you know, your college career in terms of classification, you kind of tend to be, you know, placed in one general area. So for example, I'm always in the business school now since most of my classes are business related.
Yeah, that definitely helps when you get to the upper areas and you're like not having to traipse all
yes.
over campus.
I think especially as coming in as a freshman, I was like, oh my goodness, this campus is so big. But, you know, I was like, big SEC school, I can't wait. But as Colin was saying, like, as you go throughout your years, like, I walk around campus now and I'm like, wow, like, you know, this is home. And so it does, it's a big campus, but there's a very homey feeling to it. If you want to see the same people, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. But I know even walking around Colin's face, I'll see on a little poster walking around campus. So it's definitely a big campus, but has a small hometown feel to it.
Oh, that's good. That's kind of like a nice balance.
Yeah.
So what's the parking situation like? Is everyone allowed to have their car? Is parking like readily available, or is that like a more difficult aspect?
I'll take this one. So for freshmen, they are more than welcome to bring their cars to campus. You do have to pay for a parking pass, and it kind of just depends on what kind of pass you need. So there's a commuter, there's a non-commuter. I think there's one for like a certain time frame, so like evening students or motorcycles. But most non-commuters, so typically freshmen, we'll have a spot. You do want to get there early, or, you know, make sure you're not one of the last ones of the evening to look for a spot. And then for commuters, the earlier you are to campus, the better. And I think this semester has been a little bit different with, you know, everything going on in the world. But, yeah. You know, freshman through junior year, you want to be to campus as early as possible.
Oh, for sure. So have you guys lived on campus? Do you live on campus now?
I lived on campus as a freshman. I lived in Brown Hall. Love Brown and all the little study spaces there. As a sophomore, I lived in apartments that were off campus, but basically on campus. And as a junior and senior, I'm living in the fort with the houses. But I've loved everywhere I've lived. It's just basically getting a feel of what you like, et cetera. So, Colin, how about you?
Yeah, absolutely. For me as well, I was also on campus my freshman year. Up until this year, freshmen are required to stay on campus. That policy's changed a little bit just for flexibility reasons. But I was on campus my freshman year in North Carrick, which is a suite style dorm. Great location. I absolutely loved it with me and my roommate and two suite mates. Sophomore and junior year, I lived in the fort as well. And for those of you who don't know what the fort is, it is the area right behind campus. So you'll have campus, you'll have the Laurel and Volunteer Hall, which are also dorms for college students. And then right behind that is apartment complexes, various house locations. Really close and convenient place to live for college students.
That's awesome. Definitely.
And a fun fact, I actually still live with my freshman year roommate. So I met my freshman year roommate when I actually first went to Tennessee. We lived in the dorm together, and we are still living together to this day as seniors. So go Vols, because, you know, honestly, it was very random, and we met in an honors day. So
yeah, it's one of those things that they say, like, sometimes they say, like, oh, you don't want to make a random roommate, but look at the friend you've made. And, you know,
exactly,
it lasted.
Yes.
So are all the dorms suite style, or is that just like a unique experience for you, Colin?
So not all the dorms are suite styles. That was just to my specific dorm. So North Carrick is actually connected to South Carrick, and North Carrick is an all guys dorm and South Carrick is an all females dorm. There is community style. There's style. I don't remember the exact term for it, like brown. And I think Becca could elaborate on that. But for example, Stokely, one of the newer dorms, has 1, 2, 3, 4 style rooms. So you could have one roommate, 2, 3, and so on. And you might share a bathroom, but it kind of just depends on the dorm that you get placed in and pick.
Interesting.
Yes. And then Brown. So Brown, there was suite style as well as just the 2 people per room. And in Brown Hall, we actually got lucky because we got 2 full XL beds. And I'm telling you, whenever you get placed in your dorm, you want to go and get the sheets for full XL. And if they don't have that, get the queen size, not the full size. But, and then there was 1 bathroom and 2 closets. So no matter where you live, though, I've had all of my friends lived in different spots my freshman year. And everyone just made the most of it because it's your freshman year. You're going to live in a dorm and you learn to love it no matter what. And so our getting pretty revamped, and they are usually staying clean for the most part.
That's awesome. Okay, so this one's a pretty big one for a lot of people. What's the food like on campus? What type of options do you have?
Ooh, I'll tackle this one first, just for me. So right now, Tennessee has PCB, which is located in the Presidential Court area, where close to where North Carrick is, where I stayed. And the newer dorm, Stokely, has Fresh Food Company, which is a little newer because Stokely is a newer building. But they offer, you know, everything from like sushi to steak to pork, you know, the nicer meals. I know in closer to PCB, we also have a lot of different third party retailers. So for example, Chick-fil-A, Subway is located in Brown, which is nice. The student union has a lot of different options. Again, Chick-fil-A, I think Panda is still there, Qdoba. You really can't go wrong. I've never had an issue finding food, and the food for me, at least, you can say otherwise, Becca, but the food's always been really good for me.
Oh, I even to this day with my Volcard money grocery shop at the pod. So I promise all is well. I definitely lived off of Subway my freshman year because it was so convenient.
I mean,
and Brown.
It's right there. Why wouldn't you?
Yes, exactly. I was like, you know, I'll switch it up today, make a sandwich, make a salad, you know, different things here and there. But no, you never go hungry at all. I promise you that. And there's so much food options. There's different dietary restrictions as well. So if you are gluten-free, vegan, keto, do great jobs with providing different options for you. The pods, they have any type of thing from coffee and little snacks, so you can get a whole meal or use a meal swipe there as well. Stokely, they have a whole little stir-fry station as well. I definitely ate there a lot freshman year. And then the student union, as Colin was saying, has your Chick-fil-A, your Qdoba, And there's a smoothie place in the T-Rec. So anytime my friends and I would work out together in the T-Rec, we'd get some smoothies, you know, be all healthy and stuff. And then you can also use your Vol card at the Publix, which is right off of campus across the train track. So that's a really cool fact as well.
That's neat. That's
and
really
Fieldhouse,
unique.
Actually. Fieldhouse, which is a nice little sports bar restaurant right next to Publix. So it's a good little getaway.
That's really unique and actually really cool. I like that.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit. Will you guys tell me about your best faculty experiences?
Best faculty experience? I'll give you one that happened to me the other day. Freshman year, I was taking a business class. It was accounting. And for those of you who don't know, accounting is not my favorite thing in the world. But, you know, you got to take it as a business major, unfortunately. But my professor at the time, you know, was very helpful in helping the students succeed. And flash forward almost 4 years later, he has been one of the reasons why I've been able to obtain some interviews with companies here in Knoxville and offer a recommendation letter for me. So the faculty here definitely care about you. And, you know, you're not a number here. And I've never been a number. I've always been a person. And it's been really good interacting with them.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I would have to second that. The faculty here is just incredible. They're very welcoming, very amazing. And as a student, you do have to reach out, you know, make that connection. But every faculty member here I've ever even reached out to. So, for instance, Tom Van Dorsselier, he's actually in the business college and business administration is my minor, but I've never taken a class under him. I emailed him the other day and was like, hi, I've heard you did XYZ and I would love to just meet with you. So immediately emailed me back, immediately got in touch, and he's helping me work through some final decisions right now as I'm a senior. And along with that, I can just, there's so many, Dr. Virginia Stormer and Sarah Hunter in the 1794 Honors Program have always stood by my side, helped me with anything I need. Derek Holland for Public Relations. Josh Dobbs, not the athlete, not the football player, but his name is the same. he was one of my English professors my freshman year. And actually just really, I have never been like, you know, a big English person, but he made the class so creative, so hands-on, and worked with every student to tailor it to what they would enjoy for the class. And I think not just him, but every professor here is very hands-on and cares about their students, cares about their success. And it's not just trying to teach a class and give you a grade. They care about your success and how you are after college and follow up with you as you go on in your years. So definitely the staff here is one in a million.
That's awesome. I think that's really like great to hear that the faculty is taking such like time to make sure that you guys have the answers, you know, and get where you guys want to be after the fact.
Yes.
All right. So I know campus life is probably strange right now. It is a strange year for sure. But typically, what would campus life be like? What's going on that people could join in, you know, if they were to attend University of Tennessee?
So I'll tackle this one first.
Yeah, you go
ahead. I definitely agree. It's been really weird. I mean, you know, walking across the campus, you know, you usually see, you know, 20,000 people walking with you. And nowadays in the business school, you know, it's a good day when you see more than 20 in just the atrium. But I think that the business school, all of UT, the Student Organization Center, or excuse me, the Career Services Center have done a great job in offering a lot of virtual opportunities. So one thing that the business school has is employer of the day, where an employer, whether it be local or, you know, out of the city, will come in person to speak to students. It's a very laid back way to connect with a recruiter. They're now being offered through Zoom, or if the employer has a preference of software, through that respective software. And, you know, the organizations have done a great job on making virtual platforms more accessible to students and, you know, keeping people involved in those leadership positions, student leadership positions.
That's awesome.
Yes. And with that, I did join a sorority my freshman year of college, and all of Panhellenic has been so great. I love it. It really helped me get involved, especially being out of state and coming here knowing no one besides Colin. I met at a little Big Orange Day in Charlotte, but I highly recommend to go to that, or even if it's virtual. But also, so for game days, even for Vol football on Saturdays, there's a thing called a Vol walk, and everyone gets together with the band, Smokey, the coaches, everyone just lines up. They walk down, do the big Vol walk, and they call it the Orange Sea. So if you're on the bridge right near the Haslam College of Business, then you get to see literally an Orange Sea. It's absolutely incredible. It's unlike any other school I've been to on game day. But besides just that, anything you do, whether they have a club on campus that you would fit into, which I'm positive they would, there's also opportunities to create that. And there's so many resources for you to create what you're passionate about here on campus. So definitely get involved. And if they don't have something, then just be the one to start.
That's awesome advice, because there's so many things involved, like everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you guys have talked about it a little bit. Will you talk about your majors, your minors, what types of classes you take, you know, to fulfill these? And then if there are any special requirements associated with your program. And then sometimes I have found that there are like school-wide, like requirements that you have to complete before you graduate. Just highlight any of those if those exist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Colin, you
want to
go first?
So for me specifically, the business school does a great job of building a curriculum before you even apply to a specific major. So you'll go through your pre-business core classes, which again will consist of accounting, economics, management, among other classes that kind of touch on all nine majors that Haslam offers. Moving forward, you'll go into some of the, they're just called the business core, not the pre-business core classes, which touch a little bit more specifically on specific majors. So you'll have supply chain, you'll have a marketing class, you'll have a finance class, and there's one or two more that I can't think of off the top of my head, but they're designed to prepare you for your major classes. And I was in these shoes once, so don't think that, you know, this is going to be out of left field for you. But you'll take those classes and go, you know, what on earth are these doing for me? These aren't going to do anything. And I promise you, you know, looking back on that old self of mine, every class that you take in the business school will help you in some way. And right now, as I finish up one of my finance capstones for my finance major, it's been a lot of fun being able to experience that. And then I'm also a business analytics collateral. And next semester, I will be doing my capstone course for those. And then for the business school, that's how we structure it. Becca, how does communications do it?
So communications does very similar, and I can't speak for other majors, but from just my roommates and seeing what they do, it does usually more general. Your freshman year, sophomore year, you know, you start getting a little touch into here and there of those classes, and then your junior and senior year, they really narrow down into your specific major. But for public relations, which is my major, and business administration would be my minor, I would take those business courses. There's just a few, like we have finance, accounting, statistics, a few classes like that for the business minor. But then all of my PR major classes, such as PR writing, my capstone course I'm in right now, there's advertising, different communication studies courses. They all build on one another. And I didn't even realize till the semester that, you know, they really do build on one another. And I've held three internships so far where each internship I've done, I actually use the hands-on experience that I've done in class for my internship. So you will use what you're doing. It's not just a class. Sometimes it will be tedious. Sometimes you'll be like, why am I doing this? And sometimes you honestly won't use it, but you have to learn it, and it's good to know. And honestly, 25 out of the 26 things I've learned in my classes, I have used. This has also landed me. I had an internship in Australia.
That's cool.
I studied abroad. It was incredible. I studied abroad in Australia my second semester sophomore year. It was a program through College of Communications and Information. And we took 22 students, and we all had some internships. They were all communications-based. And it was the best experience I have gotten thus far, because I just got immersed into another culture, how they do things. A job in another country was definitely incredible. But with that being said, the university also has tons and tons mm-hmm. of study abroad opportunities. And if there's not a program for where you want to go, you can, again, go to the study abroad office, say, look, I want to go to this place, and this is what I want to study there, mm-hmm. and they will make it happen. So any opportunity is possible. Like, there's seriously limitless opportunities.
That's awesome. Okay. So were there any specific factors that led you to choose University of Tennessee over any other schools that you had applied to when you were in that process?
Ooh. So one of the big ones that I always like to hit on, and this is more of a joke, but I didn't really want my mom and dad to come surprise visit me. You know, I think the 3.5 to 4 hour driving gap for me, at least, has, you know, put that aside. But when I first toured UT versus all the other schools that I toured, it was the ambassadors that really drew me in. It was, as Becca said before, the people who I had no clue who they were yelling "Go Vols" at me, and you were instant friends if you're wearing orange or if you have that power tee on, your clothing or something. It's just an instant friendship right there. But the atmosphere was just extremely friendly. The vibe was just so welcoming, and almost 4 years later, looking back, I'm very glad with my decision.
Me too, 120%. But I cannot believe you're graduating so soon. I'm like so sad. I'm like, okay, can I
Oh
just
gosh.
stay? but I, yes, 100% what Colin said. Everyone was just so welcoming here. And even to this day, like, well, not right now because COVID, but before this, any of this happened, when everything was normal on campus with the dining halls, there's tables, there's a Starbucks and a Subway with a bunch of tables in that section in the student union. And if there's open seats at a table, you don't have to know the person you go up and sit next to. You can just go up, bring your computer, bring your lunch, sit down, and then you automatically have a new friend next to you. And it's just a big tradition here. And along with that, even the buildings, like the old mixed in with the new, because it's very tradition here. Like there's University of Tennessee is big on tradition. And even some of the buildings are older. Like I'm a fourth generation here, but that's why I did not want to go to school here because I did not want to, just be another number in the family or follow the path and the footsteps of everyone. I was like, I want to do my own thing. I want to pave my own way. And I toured 14 schools and
Wow.
applied to all of them and did not tell my parents until like 2 days before. I was like, accept. I hit accept, and then I was like, okay, so by the way, I chose University of Tennessee. They were ecstatic, but I really want to do something on my own, and I toured all these other places, and just literally this place, the people here were what definitely drew me, and it's the old tradition mixed in with the new and the innovative. So I couldn't have made a better decision for
It's
myself.
so funny to hear that not only did you apply to 14 schools and have it in your head, I am absolutely not going where everyone else
Yes,
went. And then that's where
and
you
I
went.
was like, I'm not doing it. I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not just gonna be like everyone else. And then I was like, okay, well, here I
But I
am.
think that's what makes it speak so highly of the school is that, your whole family like was obviously going there, and then you had it in your head before even really being there. Like I know obviously my family loves it, so something good has to be going on there, but like I want to be different. And then you got there and you're like, you know what? I
And
can
it's
be different
that's
here. It's
another thing
fine.
too. You exactly like you create your own path. So I love it. And my family actually was here this past weekend at my house, and everyone is just mingling. So we love it
That's
here.
awesome. And you know what, Colin? I feel you. I stayed in the same city as my family when I went to school, and I understand the mindset of being like, you know what? 4 hours, we're gonna have that block.
Right over
Yeah,
the
you don't have to go through a
mountain.
mountain to come see me. But I think the other thing too about being out of state is, being one of the well, I'm a Haslam ambassador, so being an ambassador and a representation of the business school, I'm able to give those out of state students, wherever state it is they're from, that comfort that it's like, yes, it's a big transition. Yes, you're usually, 3+ hours away from your family, but the UT family has been so welcoming. I mean, this is my home away from home, if that makes any sense at all.
Exactly.
It absolutely makes sense. Okay, so very last question for you guys, and this is that big philosophical one. What do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from?
I would definitely say don't sweat the small stuff. So when I first came to UT, I was a freshman, and I'm always like, all right, I have to get an A in every single thing, or I'm a failure, blah, blah, blah. So don't sweat the small stuff. Do your best, get involved, and everything will work out how it's meant to be. But definitely take the initiative, because no one's going to hold your hand. Your parents aren't going to be here to say, oh, did you get this done? Oh, you have this weekend. And also, this is personal for me, or like just me personally, but I like to write everything out. So at the beginning of a semester, get your calendar, write out all your due dates, and then you cross them off as you go, and you won't miss a due date. But also there's endless opportunities here, and you'll find your happiness, you'll make your happiness. So it might take time. Like I didn't find my great friends until my sophomore year, but reach out, and the UT family is here to support you through every step.
Absolutely. And I am with you on the writing everything out from the beginning, because
Oh,
that way you
yes.
can see, like, okay, this day I've got like six things due. Okay, like I need to be focused the week before. And like, like where you can and can't be
Yes,
during those
just
time frames.
prioritize, and it'll all be okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, prioritizing is probably one of my like core foundations at this point being in college. I would say, learn time management quickly. I think that, as a freshman, you have access to all this new freedom that you didn't have in high school or wherever it is, you're coming from, and it'll get the best of you sometimes. I mean, and like Becca said too, you can't sweat the little stuff. I mean, I mean, nobody's going to make an every single A. You're going to have some bad grades. It's going to happen to you. But instead of using it as like a way to, to be stressed out and upset, use it as a way to motivate you and to continue working hard. And don't overdo it. Don't overextend yourself. Don't spread yourself thin. And like Becca said as well, ask for help. That's what the faculty is here for. That's what all of these study resources that UP
Yes.
offers is here for.
I will proudly say I've had a tutor in every math course I've taken at UT, and I have gotten that A. But if I didn't get tutored 2 times a week, I would have not. So just do what you got to do, because literally, I reached out to my professors because I was like, look, math is just not my strong suit. And I was amazed at the end of the semester. I was like, oh my goodness, I did that. So you will be fine. There's so many people here to help you. And even Colin and I, so we're here for all our Charlotte people.
Bring
So
an orange to Charlotte,
go
baby.
Vols.
Love it.
But oh yes.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for doing this with me today. It was great to learn about this, and it's kind of even better to have people from, like the Charlotte area, like who can actually say, hey, I know, like I got you, like, and kind of
Yes,
sell it that way.
always. Not every day is going to be sunny and rainbows, but almost all of them will. So you just got to go with it.
Well, thank you guys again so much for doing this with me, and I wish you guys the best of luck on the rest of
Thank
your senior
you.
year.
Thank you so much.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.